At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, new emails have just been released in the US, and they suggest further details of the relationship between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Well, to chat about this amid ongoing pressure on the US government to release the Epstein files, I'm now joined by Adrian Walker of the Boston Globe. Adrian, you're very welcome to the programme. These emails, three of them, were released by the Oversight Committee, by Democrats on that committee. What exactly do they say?
Well, what they say, these are emails written by Jeffrey Epstein to either Ghislaine Maxwell or to Michael Wolff, who is an author who has written about Trump. One of them says that Trump spent many hours at his house in the company of one of Epstein's young victims. And another one also says that he knew about the girls and implies that he was aware of Epstein's nefarious activities.
I mean, one of the lines within the email, I think it's between Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, is he is the dog that hasn't barked yet.
Yes.
And Ghislaine replies, yes, I've been thinking about this.
Yes, exactly. I mean, these are not good emails for Donald Trump at all. And they link him to the Epstein case in a more direct way than he has been linked to previously, and will only ramp up the pressure to release the rest of the information.
They also suggest within, and I say it is only three emails, they suggest that he was aware because he had actually told Ghislaine Maxwell to stop what she was doing, because we all know that she's now serving time for her role in recruiting young women for Jeffrey Epstein to abuse.
Yeah, and it just raises questions. The fact that we have these three emails just raises more questions about what else is there that people are sitting on that we don't know.
I mean, there is a vote expected in the House of Representatives in the coming weeks calling on the administration to release all of the files. And we know there are thousands of details on Epstein. What is the likelihood now of this happening and a vote actually being carried?
Well, it requires 218 votes in the House of Representatives, and the 218th vote belongs to a representative from Arizona. Who's being sworn in this afternoon. So assuming that these 218 people confirm, I think the vote could happen in the next few weeks.
And this individual that you are referring to is Adelita Grivala, who is a Republican.
Yes.
And she spoke specifically about Jeffrey Epstein in All Things Considered in that program. And she argued that her support and her winning the election was directly linked to Jeffrey Epstein files and her calls for them to be released. So she is going to be in favor of this.
Yeah, she has said repeatedly that she is in favor of it and that she will vote for it. She's a Democrat, by the way.
Potentially, what do you think the consequences could be for Trump, who, I should point out, has denied any knowledge and any involvement in Epstein's activities?
Yeah, I mean, and that's an important point, because he has said up and down, I didn't know anything about it. They were friends for a while in their relationship was in the late 90s and very early 2000s before they had a falling out. But as things come out that, you know, link him to Epstein in the way that these three emails apparently do, I mean, it casts doubt on all the statements he's made about it. So that's why it's going to be such a big problem for Trump.
Do you expect the president himself to come out and to address these emails?
Well, the president himself I don't think the president will address these emails specifically. And, you know, it's interesting. The White House has fought up and down against releasing any of this information, raising the obvious question of what do they have to hide? I wouldn't expect to hear from Trump about this today, but, you know, Trump is such a wild card, you never know.
Give me a sense, briefly, Adrian, about sort of the mood in America in relation to the Jeffrey Epstein files. What level is the demand from people to have all of those files released?
the demand is pretty intense for releasing the files. And the interesting thing about it, and the thing that makes it so hazardous for Trump, is that it's bipartisan now. You know, it's not just Democrats. It's also a lot of Republicans are squeamish about the idea of, you know, they're wondering what it is exactly they're defending or protecting, you know, and what he has to hide. So this isn't a good place for anybody. And I think that the more that comes out, the more public demand there is.
All right. Adrian Walker from the Boston Globe, thanks for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.